every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Back Arizona, we're going all the way to the back 40. Brand new month, first Saturday of the month. So we have Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau in studio with us, talking farm fresh. The goal with this hour every month is to connect you, the Arizona homeowner, with commodities coming farm fresh out of crops and farms and ranches throughout the state of Arizona, and all the hardworking men and women in the ag industry that work to provide us with the wonderful food supply that we do have here in the great state of Arizona. $23 billion industry, and our highlight today on potatoes, but we also have, it isn't on the big ag wheel, not a overly big potato producer here in Arizona, but they do grow, and we do have the capacity to grow potatoes. But we also, you have a guest, as always, that joins us Saturday, one of your Farm Bureau members from around the great state of Arizona.
Yes, Romy, we have to call it a meat and potato day because we're going to talk about Arizona beef and Arizona potatoes. And my guest, our guest today is Matt Harrington. He's a rancher in Graham County, farming and ranching, actually. And we're going to let him tell most of his story. But welcome, Matt, to the program, and thanks for being able to be on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Great to be with you guys.
So, we want to hear the Harrington story. I know a little bit about it because, gosh, a couple years ago I profiled your mom and dad, and you were already rocking and rolling in Farm Bureau, but I knew your parents better, and we did a profile, posted it on Arizona Farm Bureau. One of the family pictures amongst all of them, literally the, you know, early family picture, you're being held, I think, by your mom or dad. You were just a baby, but what's this family legacy of the Harringtons in Graham County?
So most of our agricultural history in this county is on my mother's side. Our ancestors were some of the early settlers of the Gila Valley down here and obviously began farming when they got here. My dad's side also was involved in agriculture in other parts of the country, but my dad came here and joined my grandpa in farming in the Gila Valley in the 70s. So we've been involved with agriculture ever since.
And your family's covered several of the five C's of Arizona. You know, every farmer can tap into the climate, but cattle and cotton. So tell us a little bit more about what you've farmed in the valley.
Yeah, that's right. So my grandfather had a couple of cattle ranches, one up by Phoenix, and he traded it for one down here farther south, kind of by the Morenci Copper Mine, actually. And then they began farming cotton, and my dad tried a lot of experiment crops. Sometimes he would try lettuce or barley or garlic or different crops like that, but cotton and alfalfa ended up being kind of the mainstays that worked out for us down here.
And then today, if you look around the Gila Valley, you'll see a lot of alfalfa and cotton, and of course there's a variety of other things that you're, a lot of forage crops, correct?
Yeah, so cotton is the main one, but then alfalfa, and then some during the winter, like some wheat and barley and oats that become hay for livestock.
And then, of course, cattle. I know several of the Graham and Greenlee County farmers and ranchers up there. They're also doing the cattle. So let's fast forward a couple decades, and now you're raising your own family and starting your own business. And tell us about the business.
Yeah, so at some point when I was younger, I guess I just decided I liked cows more than cotton. And a lot of times I questioned that decision, but that's just kind of where my interest took me.
Now, go ahead.
And so whenever it was time to go to school and pursue an education, I studied animal science. And I remember when I was in school thinking, I want to take this back home and apply it. So everything I was learning about cattle production and reproduction and nutrition and genetics, I thought, I want to take this back home and help improve our industry back home. And so when we got out of school, that's kind of what we set out to do. And so we've tried different things and had some successes and some failures and learned a lot. But our current business is truly focused around helping farmers and ranchers, particularly with cattle production, be more profitable, stay in business, and be able to pass their operation on to the next generation.
So what's the business and what exactly do you offer? If I'm a rancher in Arizona and, you know, I obviously market my cattle the traditional way through auction, what are you going to do for me if I decide to take you on?
Yeah, so we can help people with a lot of different steps along the way or just a few, kind of depending on how it fits, but we can provide services like artificial insemination to help improve genetic quality faster and improve reproduction. And we can help work with nutrition on the range or, you know, on the farm to maximize production. And then we have a yard where we can help people wean their calves, market their calves. And then here recently, we've started finishing some cattle in our yard and then marketing beef directly.
And when you say marketing directly, is that direct to supermarket, direct to homeowner, direct to farmer's market?
Direct to homeowner, direct to consumer, direct to Arizona family. So we have a website where people can order a whole, a half, or a quarter beef.
And what is the name of that website?
Now you got my attention. All right.
Yeah, the website is copperstarbeef.com.
And so what are my options when I go to the website? I'm sure for the listeners, they might have already plugged that into their Google search, but what are you going to offer me?
Yeah, so right now we can offer a whole beef, a half a beef, or a quarter beef, and that's basically all the cuts that come from a whole, you know, a whole variety of cuts, steaks, burgers, roasts, and stuff like that, or half of that or a quarter of that. Eventually, we'd like to get to the point where we can sell a smaller amount that's a little bit more manageable as far as freezer space and cost. But because of limitations with processing and different things right now, we're not able to do that yet, but we are able to sell a whole, a half, or a quarter.
So, Rosie, you noticed something interesting about the website. What was the...
Y'all are shipping this vacuum-packed fresh and leaving us to freeze it, so we're not buying a frozen cow. Is that correct?
Well, actually, so it is vacuum-sealed, but it is already frozen, but it's only been frozen for a couple of days when the you know, when the buyer gets it.
400 pounds.
So it's
on a
fresh,
full, on a big whole cow.
And what I think's neat, and one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on, and is right here in the midst of this pandemic, late March, early April, there was this shift with the consumer in terms of, okay, I can't get enough beef in the grocery store. What am I going to do? So, you know, Fill Your Plate accommodates at least a searchable listing of all of the beef producers that will sell to you directly. But what Matt's Copper Star Beef does is kind of he's bringing together partners in the cattle industry, and then with his aggregation of, you know, improved genetics, finishing the cattle in the feedlot, and all that fun stuff. He's really making it more available to you and I as consumers here in Arizona and the opportunities that it affords.
Now, I had always heard that a lot of the cattle you see on the Arizona range has historically not really been for human consumption. So Matt's kind of changing that whole formula, right?
Well, actually, if it's beef cattle, it's for human consumption. Okay. Our ranchers here in Arizona. And not too long ago, I'm going to give props to the Arizona beef, the Arizona cattle growers. They're one of our organizations that we do partner a lot with. They did had U of A do a study, and they discovered that 53% of the beef, even in the grocery store, is coming from Arizona ranchers. So well over 50%. You and I, it's just that when you get it in the grocery store, it's not necessarily identifying that it's coming from Matt's ranch. So, yeah, a lot of our beef, the majority of our if it's bovine and it's beef and it's a rancher, and that the other neat thing about it, most people don't realize, Matt, help me if I get some of these figures wrong, but, you know, for a regular steer, it takes about 2 years for it to get to market. And most of that life of that steer is out in the open range. It's they're eating the freshest, healthiest grass that you can imagine out here on our open land here in Arizona. And but what also that opportunity is for individuals like Matt is that last 4 to 6 months of a steer's life, for example, beef, you want to finish them off high-end quality. You want to add some, at least my preference, Matt, I don't know if that's your preference, you know, finish them with corn or just a special diet. You can be very sophisticated about how you finish off your cattle. And that's one of the neat things that Matt does. Add to that, Matt, is there anything else I'm kind of we should add that I'm leaving off?
Yeah, so we do finish our beef cattle with corn, and we have a ration that's very meticulously set up to be just right for optimum nutrition, optimum growth, and
optimum
and
taste.
We like a little bit of marbling in the beef because that adds a lot of flavor and tenderness to it. And so we do finish on corn. Some people prefer grass-fed, and that's okay. For us, it's a lot more effective for us to manage the steers before they go to process in a yard where we can feed them and manage their nutrition a lot more closely.
And that's one of the reasons why a lot of times our cattle producers that are direct to the market will do that. They'll dictate that final 4 months how they want to feed that cattle.
It's the Farm Fresh Hour here at Rosie on the House. We're joined by Matt Harrington of Copper Star Beef Company out of pretty close to Thatcher, Safford, Arizona. And they've got a couple pickup points looking at their website, one in Tucson, one in Gilbert. And we'll have more here at Rosie on the House.